things. Real fun.
And you'll show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The at-work play of the $1,000 minute on the way at 9:35. Let's give you the answer to question one. It's just between us and you, right? This gives you a leg up. The answer is Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, good luck.
Here we go. $1,000 minute at 9:35. We'll also do the throwback throwdown here in just a few. But first, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. Party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss on my back. But all these people all around, I'm crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah, cause I don't care.
moving.
The Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two show members, two throwbacks. You decide what you want to hear by texting in your vote at 103535. Drew, the returning champ, picking first.
Okay. Oh, this is a textbook Drew pick.
Okay.
Nobody else on the show is ever picking this song but me.
Okay.
And I'm good with that. This is my lane. And I see I'm reaching for an association for an excuse to finally play it. It's Wendy Wilson's birthday. Who's Wendy Wilson? What Wendy Wilson are you talking about? Talking about Wendy Wilson from Wilson Phillips.
Now I see that you're so happy.
Get the hook there, that's okay, but it's You're in Love.
I was gonna say, I'm not sure I know this song.
It was the number one song, their third number one hit.
Where?
You're in Love. Here. In this country in which we live.
Sure?
In which we live. Look, just because you didn't pay attention to pop music in the 90s, it's not my fault.
You are right.
I mean, I did, and I don't really remember. I don't really remember it. It's not Hold On. It's a deeper cut.
It is not Hold On. That's why it's a Drew pick. Why it's a Drew pick here this morning.
All right.
And I'm willing to live with the results, but we hear Hold On all the time on this station. Let's go deeper and play You're in Love on Wilson Phillips.
All right. If you want to hear that song by Wilson Phillips, text the word Drew to 103535.
Nat can't even repeat the title even though I just said it. She can't even remember it. So she refers to it as that song.
You say it's You're in Love.
You're in Love is the title of the song.
Sure. Okay. That You're in Love by Wilson Phillips. But hold on. I'm the challenger. And it's funny though. I'm kind of laughing a little bit because mine also is a banger this morning. Like, I think people always think that Throwback Throwdown, like, it has to be, like, a super upbeat song. And I say
that would be good.
Yeah. No, but hold on a second. It doesn't have to be, and I'm going to tell you why, and there's a reason that I'm picking my song. On this day 30 years ago in Madison Square Garden, there was this massive concert for Bob Dylan. All these, like, huge names were there. George Harrison from the Beatles, Neil Young, et cetera, et cetera. They're all there to celebrate Bob Dylan.
One of your favorites.
One of my favorites.
Well,
are you going to pick a Bob Dylan song?
Rolling Stone. No, I'm not. But I am picking a Sinead O'Connor song because that was the concert that she was there and she got booed off of stage after performing because she had been on SNL a few nights previous and she had ripped up a picture of the Pope. And Kris Kristofferson was the one that consoled her. So I pick Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares to You. No.
You're in love.
If you want to hear Sinead O'Connor, text the word Nat to 103535. I get it. They're both slower jams this morning, but I think that's okay. Aaron, what are you picking?
How dare you pick my favorite breakup song of all time?
That's right.
Don't take that.
Don't take that, Aaron. You pick the Wilson Phillips song you want to hear for the very first time ever here this morning.
You know, most people know it was written by Prince. It's unbelievable. It's just nobody ever sang that song like she did. How dare you?
I did it. This song goes out to Aaron. Nothing Compares to You.
Oh, but it's so sad. It just makes me cry.
You don't want that this morning. Choose the happier song. Choose Wilson Phillips.
What was it again?
Wilson Phillips. Just say Drew. That's all you need to do is just say Drew.
I can't. Let's be sad. That's Nat.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's get really emotional this morning. If you want to hear Sinead O'Connor, text the word Nat to 103535.
If you want to hear Wilson Phillips, text the word Drew to 103535. And why wouldn't you?
Let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins.
Just in your-
said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
The Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
And the winner is...
Two show members, two throwbacks. You decide the winner by texting in your vote at 103.535. Drew picking first.
A total Drew pick this morning. This number one hit from Wilson Phillips.
You're in love. Woo! That's the way it should be.
Sorry, okay. I haven't won yet. I apologize.
No, you played that long. You really did. It's a little unfair, I think. My pick this morning, Sinead O'Connor.
Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
Oh, that just gets you right in the feels.
Oof.
Right in the feels. Aaron is keeping track of all your votes coming in at 103.535. Aaron?
I'm voting sad. I mean Nat.
That's from somebody, a listener?
That's one of our texts. Becky said, I don't recognize that song, Drew, even though I have the album, but I do want to hear it.
Becky!
Yeah,
come on.
She's voting for you.
Okay, well, thank you, Becky.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Sherry's,
what's the number one song?
Sherry says, nothing compares to Drew.
Thank you, Sherry.
But I'm voting
Rose.
Nat.
Oh. Okay, that's okay.
Seems hurtful.
Nat, all the way. I love Sinead. I hate what happened to her. And, looks like most people kind of agreed. 72% of people voted for Nat.
Let's get sad together.
I'm glad I sang a Wilson Phillips when I had the chance.
It's been 7 hours and 50 days since you took your love away. Your love. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. My dinner in a fancy restaurant.
on Move.
Turn down my journal to a page. Everything that hurts me still the same. Feels like there's nothing new for me to say.
Oscar season yet, but it is who will host the Oscars season.
Now, here's the scoop.
Okay, people always kind of complain about the host most of the time, but this year the Academy may have hit on truly a critic-proof solution.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go yourself.
Deadline is reporting that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are in the mix to host the Oscars, but not just Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Apparently, it's going to be an ensemble that will include Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So it's a whole bunch of, like, rotating, moving parts, rotating hosts, but not one main host.
This isn't a critic-proof solution that they've stumbled upon. This is nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
And they don't line it up far enough in advance.
Mm.
And it's too soon. It's coming up too soon for one person and their team to plan out an entire 3 to 4 hour show worth of material.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Fallon turned it down, apparently. Jimmy Kimmel. Mm. Jimmy Kimmel turned it down, and John Mulaney, the comedian John Mulaney, turned it down.
I had heard his name rumored before. Yes,
yeah,
that's so good.
Yeah. But doesn't want to do it. And Chris Rock and Kevin Hart have not been asked back.
Everybody always says, what about Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez? Well, you can't do a trio like that without booking them a year in advance because of the shooting schedule of their show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the, they don't line this stuff up in time, and then you wind up scrambling and you have like a buffet of hosts instead of like something that people would truly get excited about.
Well, I don't know, because I do think this maybe actually is critic proof in the sense that none of these people are going to take the blame for it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, because it'll be just little, you know, bits and parts, and everybody can sparkle for a few moments and then move on to the next person. If people don't like it, it won't be any of their fault. It will just be the Academy's.
Yeah, the Oscars stink, which is not necessarily a great spot for the Oscars to be in.
I like it. I think it sounds fun. All those people I think will be great.
Yeah, like I mean, they're all very likable. There's not like really one super polarizing person in the bunch. So, I mean, there is that, and it almost feels like I was trying to think who's the weakest link there, and I even felt bad thinking that.
Matt.
I know.
Shawn Mendes, maybe just like you. Do you remember what your very first job was? Was it at a mall? Because that's where Shawn Mendes had his first job. He talked about his first job with Interview Magazine.
There's a store in Canada called Bath & Body Works. My job was to stand at the front of the shop and basically lure the older ladies in. It wasn't my idea, but it was my job.
I like a little laugh at the end. That was my job.
Okay.
Just to stand and look pretty outside of Bath & Body Works and get the older ladies to come in.
Love it.
All right. I understand if he's, you know, 20, 21 at the time, but he had already made it big at that point. Mm-hmm. So he was a teenager, mm-hmm. and I think a relatively young teenager. Like, I think, you know, 15 or 16 or something. It must have been.
But so tall.
And with a fake mustache? Was there at least a fake mustache?
Come on. I don't know how successful he would have been at luring the old ladies. There was a fake mustache.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 103.5.
Jason, Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the $1,000 Minute. And next up, it's the At Work edition of the game. Did I just get confused as to where we were on the show? I think I
a little bit. That's
confused.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all right. You can just put your head down soon.
Okay, thank you.
Take a nap.
I could use that. I lost my place.
We're looking for caller 25, 604-280-1035. Play the At Work edition of the $1,000 Minute right after Jamie Find.
It's too much, our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
Of Carolyn, who has this week off, is enjoying vacation. And what are you doing with this time off that you've got, Carolyn?
Just chilling. And
just
it's wonderful.
Chilling. And what else, though?
And playing with you guys.
Yay!
Winning some money.
Yeah,
and
Carolyn.
Winning some money. Excellent. All right.
Karen will be rolling in it here soon.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you, Carolyn. Here we go. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and it's $1,000 for you. If not,
okay.
It's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning, okay?
Okay, good.
Let's do it, Carolyn. $1,000 minute starts now.
Diana,
Wonder Woman.
How many R's in the word February?
Two.
What's the capital of Germany?
Munich.
Is a baby monkey called a kid or an infant?
Infant.
Madagascar is a country on what continent?
I'll go Asia.
In Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name?
Shakespeare.
What condiment was used for its medicinal qualities in the 1800s? Mayonnaise or ketchup?
Ketchup.
Who is often called the father of the atomic bomb?
Pass.
What's the name of the small island that is home to 4,000 people and is part of Metro Vancouver?
Galliano.
The Canucks have played 3 games so far this season. How many have they won?
0.
Who's the father of the atomic bomb?
Oppenheimer.
There we go.
Yeah.
Came back and got that one, Carolyn.
I saw the movie, too. I'm just like, what? What's his name?
What's his name?
That long name for the long movie. What I enjoyed was your reactions to some of the guesses that you gave us. we could tell when you were confident and not so confident in the answers you were giving. Here's what we do know. You were listening right at 9 o'clock. Thank you for doing that. Every morning right at 9, we give you the answer to question 1 in the 9:35 edition of the $1,000 Minute. You were listening at 9. That's why you got the answer Wonder Woman out before we even asked the question. So good for you.
Okay, good.
You answered question 2 correctly, but you were right in questioning your answer of Munich for the capital of Germany. It's actually Berlin. You got the monkey question right. Madagascar, though, is in Africa. Romeo's last name is Montague. You answered the next 2 questions correctly. That it was Bowen Island that we were looking for, not Galliano. But unfortunately, you got question 10 right. Not that it was unfortunate you got it right. It's just unfortunate the Canucks are 0-3 so far.
I know.
In
so
this
sad.
Season. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers. $60 for Carolyn.
Thank you. That's lovely.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, Carolyn.
Lovely is a good word for it.
Yeah, enjoy your holiday.
I let it fall. To stand in your arms. With-
Beat the Bank is on Move 103.5.
Big money, three times every weekday. Your next chance to play is this afternoon at 4:05.
Info at move1035.ca.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right. We'll be someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you care to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Birthday, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
Michael Bublé on Move 103.5. That just about wraps it up for the Nat and Drew Show here this morning. Thank you so much for listening. But before we go, let's take a quick moment to check in and refresh our memories with what we learned this morning. Aaron, what did you learn today?
Just a reminder, of course, we have the upcoming election. We actually vote on the 19th Saturday, but today is the final day of advanced voting in British Columbia. So if you wanted to get that done, today's the day.
Don't forget to get your I voted sticker and take a selfie. Nat, I know you voted in advance. Did you take your selfie?
I didn't take a selfie. So
Nat,
I didn't.
Your vote doesn't count.
That's right. I wasted all that time and my vote doesn't even count because I didn't take a selfie.
Go back and vote again today.
Okay, I will. I'm sure that's fine. I'm like, I got the sticker. I need another sticker. I need a selfie.
Just need the selfie.
I will say in all seriousness that it took like no time. When the advance polling was so quick. So, yeah, I did it last week. Kind of a hero. Anyway.
what did you learn this morning, hero?
I learned that 26% of parents of Gen Z people, some are adults now, they're young adults, have actually accompanied them on a job interview.
Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama!
26%. And of that 26%, like a quarter of them have actually sat in beside their child as they're being interviewed.
Yeah.
And if you're unclear of the age of Gen Z, the eldest person in the Gen Z category is 27. The youngest would be 13. But that means 20-somethings, some of them are going to job interviews with their mummies.
If it's a 13-year-old getting interviewed for a babysitting gig, I kind of understand how one of those parents might be there. But yeah, you're showing up in an office boardroom for an interview.
Yeah.
There should be no parental figure there. There should be none.
In case that needed to be said.
Just in case. And finally, I learned the 13 days of Taylor Swift are underway. We have tickets. You have not run out of opportunities to win tickets to see Taylor Swift.
Woo.
We have four to give away to the Eras Tour in Toronto. It's a full-on trip. Here's how you do it. Download the free iHeartRadio app, open it every day, and listen to Move 103.5 for just 13 minutes for your chance to win. As long as the app tracks you for listening to us for 13 minutes, boom, it's an entry into the draw.
Cool.
And the grand prize is four tickets to see Taylor live, hotel stay at the Sheraton Center Toronto, and $1,000 to buy all your tour merch. So download the
bracelets.
App now. It's just happening for the net for 13 days. And make sure you listen to us for at least 13 minutes a day on the iHeartRadio app, which is where you can also find our podcast.
Thank you so much. We do have a podcast, which you can download there or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for hanging out with us today. We will chat with you tomorrow.
Cash, 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 and more cash. Matt and Drew's Beat the Bank.
Weekday mornings at 7:05, 8:05, and 4:05.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous. Holy smoke. It's going to go, isn't it?
$50,000.
Up to $50,000 vault just waiting to be opened.
There's a lot of money, and you made it in about 7 seconds. Can you sweat it out for the payout?
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
Matt and Drew's Beat the Bank.
Brought to you by King of Floors.
Weekday mornings on Move 103.5.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson. Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9 on CTV.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
Joe and Lucy needed a new roof and reached out to Alpine Credit. I flew over to help them with a home renovation loan. I suggested they transform their house into a giant robot head. Beams that shoot from the eyes. Choo, choo. Instead, they just went with shingles. But it's pretty glorious.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Dog lovers, this message is for you. Whether you're walking, running, or playing, you love to enjoy the outdoors together, safely. With Simparica Trio, you can be confident. As milder weather lingers later into November, even December, Simparica Trio lets you enjoy that quality time. Ask your veterinary team today how Simparica Trio can provide extended peace of mind so you're ready for your fall outdoor adventures. Visit SimparicaTrio.ca to learn more. Simparica Trio is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
We all have the power to shape the world. We're connected to the world we share, to each other. I am future. I wait in the world of Echo.
Discover the extraordinary with Echo, the spectacular new show by Cirque du Soleil, now playing under the big top at Concord Pacific Place.
The world is yours to create.
Tickets at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Echo thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and its official partners Air Canada and MasterCard.
This week is your last chance to vote in advance for the provincial general election.
I just make advance voting part of my to-do list. I'm in and out. It feels good to have voted.
Advance voting places are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Your last chance for advance voting is Tuesday, October 15th and Wednesday, October 16th. You can find advance voting places and the dates they are open on your Where to Vote card or at elections.bc.ca.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
Join Dignity Memorial for their open house this Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Burnaby. Discover the incredible benefits of pre-planning and lock in today's prices. Enjoy special savings of up to 18% and no interest payments over 60 months. Plus, enter to win a $1,500 travel certificate. Call today at 604-328-6079 for more info. Terms and conditions apply. Visit them at 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, V5G3M1. 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, V5J1A4. 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, V4P1P3. Dignity Memorial. Imagine funeral planning differently. A division of Service Corporation International Canada.
Ah, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from SelloutVacations.com.
Don't miss out. Rebates are back. But just like last time, they could be gone in a snap. Moore & Russell Heating and Air Conditioning can help you access thousands of dollars in government funds to get a new heat pump, tankless water heater, and more. Now is the best time to get the upgrades you need. Hurry while the rebates last. You don't want to miss out on upgrading your home. Call Moore & Russell today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Subaru dealers present the 2024 Solterra Test Drive, an all-electric vehicle that will surprise you. Feel the control of full-time symmetrical all-wheel drive, the power of legendary Japanese engineering with a breakout performance of Test Driver played by you. Let's hear that drop again. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Finance rates from 0.99% for up to 36 months. See dealer for details.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence. Wow! In Vancouver, in Langley.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't you start the music?
On Move.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the
memories, and the memories bring back memories, bring back your. Memories bring back memories, bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. And my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah, everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got, oh. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Do, 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 do.